At his press conference today, Putin maintained he has no intention of annexing Crimea. His comments might be viewed as an attempt to de-escalate the situation there. But as Natalia Antalava reports from the city of Sevastopol, that's not quite the way it looks on the ground.
A long line of men guards the entrance to Ukrainian naval headquarters in the city of Sevastopol. Dressed in civilian clothes, they wave Russian flags and ask me for ID as I approach. I explain that I have a meeting with one of the commanders, Vladislav Litovchenko. You can't enter, they say. There are dangerous men inside. You might provoke them. They follow as I walk along the fence. I ring my contact inside the base. He's just behind the gate. But it's impossible to talk on the phone. The men start pushing me. You prostitute, some shout. Go back to the Jews and gays who sent you here. These men say that they are here because they believe fascist forces have ousted the government in Kiev. They see their future with Russia, and for 24 hours now, they have been blocking hundreds of Navy officers inside. I call Vladislav back from the car.
And we are trying to defend our base from pro-Russian forces.
These forces, he explains, tried to storm the naval headquarters with the help of Russian soldiers on Monday. Since then, they've tried to cut off water and electricity, and they've tried to force naval officers inside to take an oath to the new pro-Moscow government. None of them did. An hour after we spoke, President Vladimir Putin gave his press conference saying there are no Russian troops in Sevastopol besides those stationed at Russian Navy bases in the city. The men blocking military bases, he said, must be volunteers. We drove 10 kilometers outside Sevastopol to a Ukrainian military base. Across from the base, there are four military trucks without license plates. Men in balaclavas with machine guns and anti-tank weapons are standing in the field. Their uniforms are not marked, but officers at the Ukrainian base say they know exactly who these men are. Captain Andrei Naniченko of the Ukrainian army says Russian army officers came to his base 3 days ago with orders to lay down arms. The Ukrainians refused and have since been locked inside.
The base is under constant surveillance. Four trucks with Russian special forces are here constantly. There are also two snipers positioned on either side of us. At the moment, senior Russian officers from the Navy battalion are inside negotiating with our commanders. Russians are still demanding that we hand over weapons.
Captain Inanichenko laughs when I tell him that Putin said these men are volunteers. But back in Sevastopol, I meet a Ukrainian businessman named Ruslan, who finds Putin's statement deeply worrying.
I think this is a really dangerous maneuver by Putin. He is trying to draw attention away from Crimea and pretend that nothing is happening here. He will not let go of the gains that Moscow has made here.
Putin also has genuine supporters here. And in the past few days, their loyalty has been rewarded. Russian citizenship is notoriously difficult to obtain, but these days in Crimea, anyone can apply for and easily get a Russian passport.
Passport, Ukrainian. Пока.
I hate my Ukrainian passport, this man in Sevastopol told me. I'm getting my Russian passport for me and my family, and I'm very happy about it. This is a tactic Kremlin has used in Georgia's breakaway states of Abkhazia and Ossetia, where most people have Russian passports. Putin says he has no plans to annex Crimea, but maybe he won't even have to. With the pro-Moscow administration in charge, Russian passports in easy reach, and Russian soldiers out in the streets, Ukrainians have a good reason to fear that the region will simply fall into Mr. Putin's embrace. For The World, I'm Natalia Antalava in Sevastopol.